world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello again. This is Mickey Desai, host of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I have on the line here via Skype my new friend and very cool person, Effie Santos, who is the founder and chief strategist of Red Root Strategies. Effie, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you today, Mickey?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to do the Snapcast with us. And I wanted to start off our conversation just by asking a little bit about your personal history. You know, tell us about Red Root, just a little bit about your history and your journey.
Absolutely. I've spent 25 years in the banking industry in various capacities, leadership, business, and commercial banking. And within that time period, worked a lot with the nonprofit sector. As clients, I've created a vertical within my banking space. I was known as a nonprofit relationship manager, helping nonprofits with their banking, and also have served on many boards and committees, and of course, working also with companies, small and large business owners, and saw a gap between both sectors. They were not strategically doing a great job of aligning their mission and vision together, and that's how Red Root was created.
Interesting. So you're helping fill the gap between a bank's search for community-oriented activities, right? Like nonprofit-oriented activities, and the nonprofits themselves as they search for corporate partners to help them get their mission agenda completed.
Yeah, so we're helping nonprofits identify strategic partners, companies, and corporations that do have skin in the game in their mission. And when there is skin in the game, there are long-term relationships. The biggest complaint I hear from nonprofits is we're back on that hamster wheel year after year, mm-hmm. looking for donors and companies, and how do we retain those donors and companies? And then on the company side is they want to do good, any type of company, not just banks, but they want to do good in the community. They just don't have the time, resources, or expertise because they're working on their business and in their business. So I go in to help those companies create a cause culture. We know with the big wave of millennials coming in, they're very purposeful and cause focused. So it's helping those companies create and retain that talent, elevate their brand by their partnership with various nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's increasing their revenue.
Cause culture. I must admit the term is new to me. And how does that work? How does a company actually raise their brand via a partnership with a nonprofit mission?
That's a great question. And there's so many, well, here in Tampa Bay, we have so many great nonprofits serving our community. And so when companies align themselves and also nonprofits with companies and causes that have branded themselves very well within their community, and they're communicating their philanthropic efforts, so that company not only is doing good work, but making sure that they communicate that internally and externally, and mm-hmm. that helps elevate their brand with their partnership to different nonprofits.
Okay. So this isn't really fundraising, is it?
It's not fundraising. No, it's mm-hmm. we are really changing the culture and the way that we do business.
It's a different kind of relationship brokering. Please tell me if that term is not correct.
Yeah, really. It's strategic matchmaking. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a simple equation, Mickey. It's companies mm-hmm. plus causes equal impact. And that's really the basis of our business model. And finding that, you know, over the years, the gap that both sectors have had, and it's coming in and brokering those relationships. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So allow me to ask a personal question that we can edit out later if you want. How do you make money brokering a relationship like that?
So I get that question a lot. I work independently with either sector. So I have nonprofit clients that hire me, and we create customized plans and programs and help them. I'm a consultant with either sector. So go in and help them identify. You know, the first step is really doing a deep dive and understanding where they're at, what their mission, vision, and goals are the next 12, 36, 60 months, and then putting in a plan together to have them connected and gain the commitments of companies to help support their mission and create sustainability. And then on the company side, they hire me in, and there's even been large international corporations that have hired me to help place their management team on the right boards. They really want to get more involved, not just to pay to play, but also have their employees engaged on nonprofit boards and making sure that alignment fits both the company and the nonprofit.
Got it. So you're actually matching corporate values to a nonprofit cause, sometimes on a, it sounds like, on a very personal basis.
Yes, absolutely. So working between both sectors, it's really, they help me identify who their audience is that we really need to gain that insight from.
This is amazing. I must admit, I'm very, very intrigued to learn more. So when you do this, a nonprofit may hire you, a corporation may hire you. What stands in the way of finding a good win-win relationship? Or the other side of the same question is, what really highlights the probability of finding a really successful relationship?
I think that comes into play is peeling back the layers and understanding what their goals are. A lot of times it's talking about doing business differently. I feel a lot of nonprofits have the old school mentality of, you know, different programs we have, different events we're doing. We're doing golf tournaments, we're doing galas. And I ask, well, why are you doing those things? You know, what's really your ROI on those activities and on those events? And based on the individuality of that nonprofit, what they specialize in is creating more strategic programs and events to share their story and connect their hearts with the donors. And that really becomes a win-win situation between the companies and the nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. How does that assessment work for you? I mean, how do you do the gauging? Do you have a rubric? Is it a scripted process?
It is. And again, you know, the first step is when we do our deep dive and coming up with our plan with the company or the cause and identifying who their true audience is. Mm-hmm. And then we survey those audience members. And that's how we gauge how we create the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. So you're actually really involved in an overall strategic planning process, not just something of a matchmaking service.
Exactly. Okay. It really has to start there.
Okay, cool. So how did you do that? How did you bridge the gap from being, you know, part of the private sector financial banking industry? And I mean, you know, I understand you had a bunch of nonprofit clients first of all, but it takes a certain amount of will and to conceive of being something of a relationships matchmaker for two different companies. So how do you make the jump from private sector to doing what you're doing?
You know, my heart has always been with the nonprofits and helping them. And this was an added value as their banker and relationship manager. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a lot of this consulting throughout the years. It was just time for me. I felt like I needed to make a greater impact. And I knew the only way to do that was spreading my wings out and becoming an entrepreneur and going all in. There's not many people doing what Red Root is doing. And so it was a way for me to really spread my wings and create a lot more impact worldwide and tie in both sectors, because we really need to do a better job of innovating the way that we do business.
So it sounds like it was sort of just a natural extension of the work you were already doing.
You're exactly right. And when I made the decision to create and move forward with Red Root, the stars just aligned, Mickey. It was signs every day that this was my calling. This is where my heart is, where my passion is, and where I can truly have a platform to make a greater impact within our communities.
Mm-hmm. We've got about 4 minutes left in this episode, and I'm hoping we can do a second episode. I'm going to ask you things like, how do you measure the impact specifically of your work? Some related questions to that. So real quick, though, again, I don't know if you have this ready answer, but when a relationship works out, I think we know what that looks like. What happens when the relationship doesn't work out? What's the worst case scenario for you?
Just to clarify your question, so mm-hmm. if one of our clients, the relationship doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we will revisit that. Sometimes clients implement their own process of the strategic plan, and sometimes that quite doesn't work out because, yeah, they are working within the organization. So it's going back in and just kind of, you know, getting back on the wagon and following things through.
Right. So they may go a little bit off script and therefore not stick to the original plan, which is what everyone else is thinking should be happening.
Exactly. And that, okay. And that's human nature, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
We all get off the wagon and need some accountability and just kind of get back on and continue striding ahead.
Mm-hmm. When you engage in a relationship with a client, when does your time, you know, when does your hands-on time with that engagement end?
That's a great question. And, you know, there's times when our engagement is 3 or 4 months. Sometimes it's on an annual basis. It's really what that client wants to achieve and based on that scope of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, yeah. So it just varies.
Right. And you mentioned accountability. So I thought, you know, my question is, if you're helping them to establish and document their strategic plan, are you doing regular checkups to make sure folks are staying on task? Are you adding the accountability piece to the puzzle? Is that something you do, or is that something you just let them handle on their own?
Yes, we love to do that. You know, doing just as you should have a physical every year to go in and check and make sure and see what has changed and if there's things that we need to revise to move forward. It's always good to have that check-in.
Right. Great. Thank you. I know I've got a handful more questions to ask you. Going to take a little more time than we have left to discuss. And in the meantime, Effie, how do folks find you if they want to find you?
Yes, they can visit our website, redrootstrategies.com, and connect with us there.
Great. And thank you again, Effie, for agreeing to do this.
Thanks, Mickey.
Yeah, and to all our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. Please join us again in about a week for another episode with Effie as we continue this conversation.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.